Hello, everybody. Hello. Do you hear me? Better sound quality with this thing? What do you think? Because I've used it occasionally, but I have it like lying down on the table. But now you can see it. A real journo in my dreams. Anyway, so the news came out a couple of days ago that immigration to the United Kingdom has hit 745,000 per annum. And that is staggering, the highest ever level by quite some way. Of course, we had a hiatus in coronavirus 2020. It was almost impossible to immigrate into the country. But that 745,000 figure, that's including legal immigration, illegal immigration, including people seeking asylum, who obviously enter the country illegally, usually then claim asylum. Some people who claim asylum have entered the United Kingdom legally, as tourists, on the student visas, on business trips or whatever, and then claimed it as then or just overstayed, whatever. So that's staggering, considering that David Cameron, he vowed to get it down to under 100,000 per annum, which is an outrageous lie, because of course back then the United Kingdom was in the European Union, which might have been a magnificent thing, you could argue that, but the UK had almost no control over immigration at the time. Now, if someone was not conducive to the public good, he or she could be excluded, as happened with Geert Wilders, a Dutch politician, now possibly going to become the prime minister of the Netherlands, the leader of the largest party at the time. People had a serious criminal record, could be kept out. But, you know, that was a dubious legality because, of course, the free movement of people being one of the core principles of the European Union. And the sort of person who's very keen to keep Geert Wilders out, who's never been convicted of a single crime in his entire life, are usually the very sort of people saying, no, we must have free movement, absolutely no restrictions whatsoever within the European Union. And indeed, various countries that had deals with the EU, like Switzerland and Norway. Then after Brexit, it was maybe 250,000. It was not as high as it is now, but it was certainly nowhere near the target. And that target was quietly dropped. It just became an embarrassment for the Conservative Party because it missed it by a country mile. Now, I suppose I should set out my stall. Yes, I definitely want immigration. You'd have to be deranged not to want some immigration. Obviously, immigration can be a fantastic thing. It can be a bad thing. Depends on the individual. And yes, the numbers. So immigrants come for all sorts of reasons. It's a completely honorable thing to be an immigrant. And where would the United Kingdom be without them? The National Health Service would collapse a very long time ago. 50% of nurses in the UK from overseas. In doctors, amongst doctors, it's a high percentage too, not quite as high as that. But, you know, the NHS is under strain as it is. Without them, there would be no NHS. And, of course, people who work in public services, some of them were immigrants, they consume other services, they have other needs, they need housing, they need transport and so forth. So it does contribute to problems as well, not in a malevolent way. And of course, immigrants in the United Kingdom have the absolute right to have their children go to state school to access various benefits themselves to which they contribute. And I know there are various academic studies that show that immigrants are a net contributor to the economy. And one thing is, if you're bringing someone in from abroad to do a certain job in the United Kingdom, they're often allowed to pay a lower wage because of that, not below the minimum wage, but then that incentivizes bringing people in from overseas. So immigration has always happened into all countries, always shall happen into all countries, unless it's something like North Korea. We've got to have debate within some parameters of reason to have some immigration and not to have no limit. Now, there are those on the far left who say, open the borders, no human is illegal, net zero immigration. I just don't think it's implementable, Harry Kay. Under the current circumstances, there's so many lacunae in the labour market. Plus, we've forced people to stay in school or training to the age of 21. The majority of young people go to universities. They're not fully in the job market until 21 in many cases, which I think is imbecilic for all sorts of reasons. They don't significantly benefit from it. The majority of that student fee is never going to be repaid because the government will pay your university fees up front if you're from the United Kingdom. Or if you're resident here, citizen or not, if you're resident here for over 3 years, you begin. Only then you start to pay it back when you're earning above a certain level. And so after 25 years, anything unpaid is forgiven. So the majority of that will never be repaid. It'll just be more money onto the national debt. Taxpayers like me footing the bill for absolute nonsense, Mickey Mouse degrees, and just ultra-left indoctrination. Such is life. We need people to work in certain skilled sectors and even unskilled sectors, let's face it, because farmers say we just can't get the people to be farm laborers. Who wants to pick potatoes or strawberries or something like that? Backbreaking work, down on your knees in the mud, in the rain. And if you're going to do a minimum wage job, you'd rather do someone working at Cafe Nero or something. in construction, but also in domestic care or in nursing homes. Care is very, very difficult to get people to do, emptying the bedpans and everything. So we've made being on benefits a career. It's a multifactorial problem, the UK labour market. So that's what we need to adjust. I mean, in London, it's hard to think the last time I was served by someone who was British of any race in a hotel or a restaurant or something like that, which is a neutral comment. I mean, it's not bad that people from abroad are doing this. It wouldn't be good if Britons were doing it, but they're sort of seldom willing to do it, and so on. So what's not bad about immigration, definitely not bad, is the UK becoming more multiracial. People coming of any ethnicity or any religion coming in. No one's bad because he or she happens to belong to an ethnicity or religion. Only individuals can be bad. Now Labour was saying that we get it down to 200,000. That's just really not doable, I don't think. Now, I don't know what the magic number is. 745,000 seems way too high for me because the UK's population is only about 70 million. So, you know, that carries on for 10 years. That'd be 7.5 million. It carries on for 100 years. The UK population would double. Now, you bear in mind that some people are going abroad. This is factoring in that some Britons are going overseas. Where are they going? Obviously, France, Spain, Italy. Okay, it's not as easy to move as before Brexit. You need a visa. Otherwise, you can go for up to 90 days per annum, or is it in any period of 180 days, occasionally the USA or Australia, things like that. So, obviously, where do immigrants tend to settle? In the most overcrowded conurbations like Glasgow, Birmingham, Manchester, and London, and so forth. So if they would diffuse, it'd be different if they settle in the Scots Highlands or County Fermanagh or, you know, County Durham. That would be different, but largely they don't. It just means more traffic on the road, more people on the train, more having to build on the green belt. And we're not doing sensible things like saying you can turn disused shop units and offices into housing units without planning permission. Just do it. Yeah. And then obviously the cost of living is so high in certain cities, it's very difficult to get people to work for the minimum wage, even though it's going up. But yeah, it's been quite a failure for the Conservative and Unionist government. But they're not tackling it where they should, which is reducing the school leaving age to 16, far fewer university places. There have been a nudge in that direction that the government will not fund your fees if you get bad A-levels and stuff like that. And you're just going to have to work earlier. And it's led to wage compression. Not that immigrants are evil or anything like that, or it's their fault. There are, you know, these problems in public services and housing. There are many factors, selling off council housing. But yeah, immigration is one of them. And then people are not morally at fault for coming to the United Kingdom. I respect them for doing so. And they often make a fantastic contribution and so on. They can become citizens. They can be some of the best people. And of course, there are a few bad people. Out of 745,000 people, of course, there are going to be a handful of rotten apples. But we mustn't also sort of tar them all with the same brush. Right. So these are my musings on immigration. And, you know, Labour saying they can keep it down to a certain level. Usually, if you say, oh, immigration is too high, they say racist, and they'll just be expectorating insults at you. But I mean, even Labour occasionally have to admit they have to see sense and have some sort of cap on this. And I don't know what the ideal number is. It's partly a numbers game. It's to some extent, you know, filling skills gaps, but also people allowed to bring their spouses and dependent children were completely reasonable. And it's actually too difficult to bring a foreign spouse in my view. I think if you have a foreign spouse, he or she should be able to come in with a minimum of paperwork. I mean, it should be processed in days. Thank you so much for watching. So goodbye, everybody. And please donate on PayPal and subscribe on Patreon. Goodbye.